howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels, the Angel of Harlem. It's Billie Holiday, jazz singer and Lady Day, as she was called back in the time. U2 wrote this song as a tribute to her while the band was here in the States during the Joshua Tree tour of 1987. Now, the song is interspersed with New York and jazz-related references like JFK, the airport, BLS, a very potent New York R&B radio station, WBLS, that U2 listened to while they were in the city, A Love Supreme, a John Coltrane album from the 60s, Miles Davis, Harlem, even Birdland, a well-known jazz club of the late 40s and beyond. Now, U2 was affected by many things as they toured across the U.S. Much is reflected in future tunes, and the New York influences they experienced while on tour developed into this unforgettable song. So from Rattle and Hum, here is U2's Angel of Harlem on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. Angel of Harlem on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. They recorded the song in Memphis at Sun Studios, used the Memphis horns, and engaged a guy named Cowboy Jack Clement, who had worked with Sam Phillips back in the 50s. thus capturing that original, infamous Sun Studio sound that they were looking for. Billie Holiday is said to have changed the American pop vocal forever with her style and her sound. Her autobiography in 1956, and then the 1972 film Lady Sings the Blues, starring Diana Ross, brought her story more into the mainstream. U2 simply added to that legacy with this marvelous tribute. Angel of Harlem, from U2, on today's Yeah Baby Tunes. Watch out for those tweets, and share us with your friends on Facebook, and all over that World Wide Web. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.